This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. The new chair of the State Democratic Party has pledged to expand the party's reach across more levels of government. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
Shad Mirab was elected on Saturday by Democrats to lead the state party for the next 2 years. In a speech, he said that his focus will include not just races for Congress and the State House, but local elections too.
Sheriffs across the state refuse to enforce our gun safety laws. We have Republican county commissioners who won't build affordable housing, they won't enforce the oil and gas laws meant to keep our neighborhoods and schools safe, and Republican county clerks are straight up inviting corruption into their election offices. Republicans have majorities in these seats across the state, and I believe the next frontier of Democratic politics must be local.
As party chair, Mirab's responsibilities include recruiting candidates, raising money, and setting strategy. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Of the more than 200 judges across Colorado, 4% of them are Black. That's in line with the state's Black population, but just a few years ago, Colorado was on the verge of having zero Black judges across the entire state. Former Denver judge Gary Jackson says we've made progress, but it must continue.
Colorado is a state in which leaders have come to the fore because of their talent, because of their creativity, and that stereotypes that have been created over past history have been broken. And so we have to continue this progressive nature of Colorado so that at the top of the legal profession, whether it be in the judiciary, whether it be in the boardrooms of private law firms, that there are diverse leaders in those rooms.
There are still no Black judges on the state Supreme Court. This is CPR and KRCC.